It's Tuesday, the 4th of September. It's quite a pleasant morning. It's cloudy. And there's a good breeze blowing, which I didn't have yesterday morning. But then again, the temperature is up a bit more than yesterday morning. Actually, that's a pretty good breeze. It's the gusting and causing the tall silver birch trees to sway quite heavily at the top. Yeah. Another glorious tangerine sky sunrise this morning. 7 a.m. All gone by about 7:10. As quick as that. You've got to catch it. That was beautiful. So another good sleep last night. Tired, of course. But a good sleep. And this morning I'm feeling okay. Physically I'm feeling pretty good. Mentally, I'm feeling okay. Yes. I remember I mentioned biorhythms a while back, and I meant to actually have a look back into that particular, system? Not system. I don't know what you call it. Biorhythms. I'll write that down if I remember. If I don't remember, I won't write it down and I'll forget completely about it again. So there you go. Maybe it's more mental memory aspects I should be looking at. So anyway, yesterday I had my appointment with the specialist, the hand specialist at the Hooper hand unit in St. John's Hospital yesterday. A lovely lady that I met the first time, just shortly after I had dislocated my fingers when I fell off the bike. And it was the same, obviously the same lady yesterday. She's very nice indeed. And on the examination, she gave me the all clear. No need to keep the strapping on any longer, but to just be careful with it, the finger, if, you know. It's healed very well, but she said that it's not 100% yet, and maybe never will be 100%, but just take care for a wee while. Just make sure you don't do anything stupid, like falling off a bike. I assured her if I fell off a bike again, I'd fall to the other side. It didn't go down well. That's what you get for trying to be light with. No, she was absolutely fine. She was absolutely fine. I have to pretend if I fall off the bike again that I've got a bottle of whiskey in each hand. And that way I will not land on my hands. Absolutely, I'll land on my shoulder, my back. Or something, my head. If I land on my head, I'm okay, you know. Anyway, so that was good news. She said not to get the wedding ring, my wedding ring, that had to be cut off. Don't get it fixed yet, because give it another few months. My wife said the same, actually, when I came back and gave her the news. Even before I said what the specialist had said, she said, we'll leave your ring till, you know, after the new year, just to make sure everything's fine. I said, well, that's good. It's not fine by me. I'd rather get it fixed now and get it back on my finger, because it's a part of my life. I'll put it that way. So that was good news. And I got out on the bike in the morning. for a 5 mile run. It was bitter cold. Oh my God, it was cold. Oh, that was it, just after 9, 9:30 yesterday morning. Oh, bitter cold. So I only did a 5 mile run, but I went, such a beautiful day yesterday that after I came back from St. John's, had my tea, I went for a blast up the hills. Actually, no, I didn't. I went up the hills, but it wasn't a blast. I went up a brae. There's a steep brae at an area called Kirkton. That's on the east side of the town. It's a beautiful park, Kirkton Park. Gorgeous public park. And there's a brae that goes up the back of it. And it climbs right up to the top of the hill. Probably about a mile. Well, it's called the Poor Wife's Brae. Puir, Scottish spelling. Wife's, Wife apostrophe S. Brae, Brae. The Poor Wife's Brae. And I haven't cycled up that in many's a year. Many's a year. So I made my mind up. I was going to do some hills yesterday afternoon. And I got up it. I did get up it. Oh my God. Oh yeah. When I got to the toughest part, I was thinking, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? But yes, it's the elation once you get to the top. It's all worth it. And the only blast was coming all the way back down the other way into the town. But the thing is, it's so windy that the not so windy, it's so you're so cool even with the sun. At this time of the year you're so cool. But travelling at speed down, my eyes were watering and making it difficult with the sunlight flickering through trees and that I made it very difficult to see through my specs, watching out for potholes in the road and things like that. So I think I was flying blind for quite a few bits, but it was great fun. So a good day yesterday, a very good day indeed. I've got other things done. Hoping the rest of the week will fall my way, as I said yesterday morning. We'll see. I don't think it'll be a sunny and warm day, but at least it's to be dry, which is a big... Well, dry is good. Dry is good.